Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.
B-Pod Studios.
Waking you up, it's Romero, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew on Hot 96.9.
We're talking about unsolved mysteries, all right? What's your random unsolved mystery in your life? Could be something in your family, something maybe at your job, or whatever. Let me give you an example, all right? I don't want a missing body or anything like that. I want something that's going to make me laugh going into the weekend. For example, Hillary and Chelsea Clinton were at a Broadway play of Some Like It Hot last week. And apparently when the lights went up for intermission, right in their aisle, there was in their aisle at a Broadway play. Think about this. There was two human turds just right there. There's just two human turds.
That's wild.
Now, luckily, it was. First of all, imagine complaining about that. It's like, can you please clean this up? But it was dealt with immediately. And one of the reasons apparently it was dealt with quickly and appropriately is because, according to sources, that was the fourth time that it happened at that theater. So the who's pooping right at a Broadway play?
Makes no sense.
God.
Is it somebody?
It's got to be an inside job.
It's got to be an inside job. Is it somebody doing it on purpose? Is it somebody who can't hold it? Is it somebody who has a grudge against the Clintons? And they're
they don't smell it as the show's going on. Like, right. Wait a minute. Something don't smell right.
Maybe they're thinking that someone like let one out and they're like, yo, this is like lingering though. Listen, there's just some place. Okay, I'll give you an example. There's some places that you see a human turd and you're like, oh, that's gross, but you're not super surprised.
Right. Public park.
Yeah. One time I was at an apartment building. I was going to go visit. This is my grandfather was alive. We were in Lawrence. He did not live in the nicest part of Lawrence. We went into the apartment where he lived. And at the bottom of the stairs indoors, there was human turd. And you can tell, by the way, if you've never, you know, you can tell when you see turd outside, whether it's human or dog. You can tell the difference. You just can. And I was like, somebody took a dump at the bottom of the stairs in this building? That's disgusting. But I gotta be honest, I wasn't shocked.
Not shocked at all.
I wasn't shocked.
Unfortunately.
If I'm at a Broadway play, you know what I'm saying? Women are dressed up. I'm wearing a suit. Yeah, I'm wearing nice shoes. I'm gonna be shocked if there's a human turd, especially if I'm one of the Clintons.
Yeah, your nice shoes are gonna get
Yeah. So that's what I mean by unsolved mystery. Do you have one of those in your past, in your family?
Yes.
Pebbles does. Okay, let me give the phone number out first. Okay. 833-973-0969 for your random unsolved mystery. And now, Pebbles, what is yours?
Listen, the one thing from my childhood that I wish that I had was my Girl Scout sash. I was so proud of my Girl Scout sash. I earned like almost every single badge, all the way down the front and up the back.
All the way off.
All the way.
It's a treasure.
I mean, really, it was an accomplishment.
Yes.
And my mother says that she never threw it out or that I cannot find it. Mm-hmm. She's like, it has to be in the closet upstairs. I've been in the closet upstairs.
Oh.
It's nowhere. I have been searching for it for years.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
And I have to find it because I need to find it before I die.
Yeah.
Because I want to have it on when I'm dead.
Yeah. Really?
Bury me with my Girl Scout sash.
Henrietta just told me that she solved the mystery. She lied to you.
Shut up.
She's hoping that you never look. Just keep looking. Keep on looking.
It's been years.
Yeah. Well, hold on. Your mom's on the phone right now. Henrietta, what is the deal with Pebbles' Girl Scout badge?
He was doing what he was doing, so yeah. I was doing what mm-hmm, I was doing, mm-hmm. And then we was just getting money, and right. Then it turned into something else, and then it went to something else. Now I got a baby.
Not problem. There you go. Mystery solved. Dave, what's your unsolved mystery, Dave?
So I lost a Ronald McDonald statue. My brother used to work at this camp, and I was bringing him home one night, and there was this Ronald McDonald statue sitting in the woods, like from like McDonald's, and he was like, I keep seeing this statue everywhere. He's like, I'm tired of seeing it. I was like, all right, consider it gone. I took it. I threw it in the back of my truck. I went and picked up my friends. We went out to the bars and stuff. We took it out to the bars with us. We were hanging out with it, taking pictures with it and everything. I put it back in my truck. We go to leave the bar. Somebody stole it out of the back of my truck. I'm like, yo, I'm like, how are you going to steal something I just stole? I'm like, I went back inside. I tried talking to the bar to look at the security cameras. They wouldn't help me out. I put it on Facebook, a picture of it. Like, yo, we lost our brother Ronald. Anybody see him? Hit us up.
You stole a Ronald McDonald statue and someone stole it from you, and then you went on Facebook asking for the statue that you stole?
Yeah, well, nobody cared that I took it because they wanted it gone from the camp. They're like, we don't care about it. It's gone. I was like, all right, consider it gone. I was going to give it to my friend because he's like a huge like Joker fan, and he was going to paint it up like the Joker. But we went out drinking, and we were like, oh, let's take it with us. Yeah. So we ended up at this bar. We had it sitting up on the bar. Everybody was taking pictures with it and stuff. And then the bartender was like, oh, you got to put it back in your truck. I was like, all right. And then we went to go leave, and it was gone. I was like, where'd it go?
You still sound devastated about it.
And that's the thing. Those little stupid things, like, stay with you forever.
This is Danielle. Hi, Danielle.
Hello.
What's your unsolved mystery?
All right, so I was going through some old pictures that I had found that my mom had had in, like, this hutch thing, and I found, like, an album of me at it was my birthday party, I would assume, but there's no one in any of the pictures that I know. My sister's not there, my cousins, nobody I know is there. So there's a woman sitting at the thing. She's like writing like thank yous, like she's the one that's gonna send them. But she's not my mom. I don't even know who she is. No idea who she is. No clue. So I asked my mom, because my sister and I don't think we look alike. I'm the one who looks like my dad, and I feel like, so I'm thinking there's a mystery going on. Like, I got a whole lot of family, and my mom's like, no, that was your babysitter's family. Why the hell did I have a birthday party by babysitter's family and no one I know is there? That makes no sense.
This is hilarious, man. The passion that people are talking right now, telling these stories.
Oh, let's do Kate. Kate, what light's Kate on, Leroy?
Nine? Yes.
You mean eight?
Yes.
It's Friday.
Go ahead, Kate. Hello?
Kate?
Hello? Hello? Hello?
Kate?
Hello? Kate. I don't think Kate's listening. Let's go to Steven.
Yeah, this is Steven.
Okay, go ahead, Steven. What happened with you?
All right, so I work third shift, and I came home from work one night, and my kids and my kids were at school, and my wife was at work. And I got to go in my front door, and the door's wide open, and I'm like, what the heck? Well, who left the door open? So as I walk in, I see blood on my floor going down my hallway. So as I'm following this blood path, I see my laundry basket is all tipped over and laundry is everywhere. So I'm following the blood, and I go into where my mini pig sleeps. And there he was with a mouthful of blood in his bedroom window wide open. So I have to assume that somebody tried to break into my house and my mini pig bit him.
You have a guard pig at your house?
Yeah, the mini pig. I actually tried to call earlier because you guys were talking about mini pigs earlier.
Yeah. So they actually guard the house too?
So, yeah, they are very smart. I actually had to child-proof my house because he used to get into my cupboard.
Yeah.
And I have another really funny story if you want to hear it real quick about my mini pig.
Go ahead.
So one day before Thanksgiving, me and my wife spent all day cooking like dessert for the next day. Mm-hmm. And so we decided we wanted to go out to eat because we didn't want to cook anymore. We got home, and the pig had actually broken into my fridge and eaten all the desserts I spent all day cooking.
No way!
Yeah.
How?
Yeah.
Hey!
That's it. I'm not getting... I can't have a pig. I can't get a pig. That is classic, man. Great call. I got to take a break. Great calls, everybody.
Waking you up. It's Romero, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew on Hot 96.9.
Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.